All right, you trailblazer, this episode is for you. You know who you are. You're the one that has a closed off aura, and sometimes you're repelling us, and that just makes us all so much want you more. You initiate things that get us into the next level of civilization. Your ability to inspire and create change is unmatched. Yep, I'm talking about my manifestors. In today's episode, we're talking about manifestors in business. I'll be sharing some success strategies for manifestors, as well as some things that, well, might set you back. So if you're a manifestor or there is a manifestor in your life that you love, keep on listening. Hey you, your next level of expansion is here. And you're not gonna accomplish it through hustle and grind. Oh no, not you. You allow ease and flow to come through you so that you can manifest the business of your dreams. Welcome to the Aligned Businesswoman podcast, where you get to be in flow and allow your strategic CEO to meet your inner goddess. This is the podcast for female entrepreneurs who want to strengthen their intuition muscle while applying simple and practical business growth strategies to accelerate. We'll combine energetics and strategy, along with human design and your gene keys, to optimize your business performance and results. Hey, hey, it is Human Design Awareness Month in the Aligned Businesswoman world. No, it's not a real thing, but I am making it something that I'm going to do every single year in my business right around the springtime. Every week this month, we're diving into the different human design types. And inside the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group, you can access a pop quiz to make sure that what you're learning is integrated. And I'm also giving you some journal prompts so that you can embody your human design type. So make sure you join the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group so you can get this bonus exercise. All right, let's dive in. Dude, before we dive in, oh my gosh, I'm so freaking lit up. I need to give you a little update of what's going on in my business right now. So as you know, in April, this is the Human Design Awareness Month for the Aligned Businesswoman podcast, community, all the things, right? I mean, I just said that. What I'm working on behind the scenes as a bonus for legacy members of the Manifestation Lab in those that are signing up for my private coaching in human design, so the CEO transformation blueprint, they're getting access to, drum roll please, my business by design AI. Oh my gosh, I have been programming this baby for a little bit, well, I guess a few weeks now, and just perfecting it and perfecting it. And so this program is something that you can use in your business. You have 24/7 access to it when you either join Manifestation Lab as a legacy member, so that means a lifetime member, or you join as a private client inside the CEO Transformation Blueprint. So that is a HD coaching program that I have right now, which actually is only available through April 15th until, I don't know, maybe I'll relaunch it one day, but right now that's not the plan. But this is having your own business coach that is well-versed in human design and the gene keys in your back pocket, like at your fingertips. So you can literally go on to this AI program for this human design and say, I am working on X. If I have gate 13 in my Mercury, my conscious Mercury, and I'm launching this, and this is my type, like you give it as much details as you want, it will spit out a plan for you. So it will say, if you're selling X to X people, and this is your human design type, authority, Mercury gates, even if you want to put your conscious on, whatever it is that you want to build a sales and marketing plan around, it will build that for you. It will say, this is the best use of your energy. So I programmed it to know how to map out sales and marketing, communication, your leadership, productivity, copywriting. Gosh, there's so much in there. I'm so freaking excited about it. Anyways, I just had to share. All right, let's dive into this episode. Let's start off this episode with some quick facts about manifestors. Manifestors make up about 9% of the population. They are the initiators. They're the ones that get things started. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're the one who completes the project. So I like to think of manifestors as the match. You know, they have the opportunity to spark the fire, but what keeps the fire going is going to be the generator fuel. So they have this natural ability to initiate and start new projects. They have a closed and repelling aura that enables them to move quickly and make an impact. So sometimes people get put off by manifestors because they just don't understand their energy. They're really quick. They go fast and they can come across as cold when really they're just like focused. We're like, let's just get this done. You would think that a generator might have that kind of energy, but the generator is kind of like that really cool, chill person that you're like, how the F do you have the energy to do all these things and like just be sustainable and still be chill? You know, they're just the kind of the people that takes the idea of an initiator or of manifestor, and they run with it and they go into their zone of genius to make this happen. A manifestor has the strategy to inform others before taking action. This smooths the way forward to reduce resistance. When a manifestor does not follow their strategy, that's when they become even more repelling or cold to some people that just don't understand their energy. When they don't follow their strategy, what can end up happening is that, like I'd mentioned, they create this resistance, but then they can become angry. So that is their not self theme, is anger. This arises when they feel controlled or their impact is not recognized. They can experience that if they don't inform people, this is what my plan is. And so when, let's say, a generator isn't informed by a manifestor that this is what they're going to do, well, then the generator might respond in a way where they want to control the manifestor, which gets them into their not self theme of anger. If you have a manifestor in your life and you see this, give them some grace. Sometimes they don't even realize that they're not informing or that is the best strategy for them. The signature theme for a manifestor is peace. They know that they've followed their strategy and authority when they feel at peace with the outcome or the process of whatever it is that they're trying to achieve. I do want to say this though. Manifestors, you're not here to please other people or care what others think. And you're definitely not here to seek other people's opinions or to ask permission of them. You are the initiator. You are the one who has the power to ignite us all and even inspire us. So it's important that you do it from a place of impact and not of ego, because then that is when you're going to fall into your not self theme. So it's not about you overpowering anyone or being inferior to anyone, but it's rather you working along with the people that you're going to make an impact with and knowing your place in the overall process or the machine or the system of it all. Let's talk about some mistakes that manifestors can make in life and in business. Probably the biggest mistake that a manifestor can make is not informing others of their actions. So manifestors, their strategy is to inform and initiate. Failure to communicate their plans can lead to resistance and conflict from those around them, whether they're team members, life partners, spouses, children, clients, etc. The second mistake that manifestors can make is that they can ignore the power of their impact. They can underestimate the influence they have on others and the environment, which can lead to them misleveraging their natural ability to inspire and lead change. Like I had mentioned before, they can bleed from impact or they can lead from ego. When they don't understand the magnitude of their power, then they can be ego-driven. Third, they can attempt to do everything alone. While independence is a strength of manifestors, they're not designed to handle every aspect of their business single-handedly. To be most efficient and to really have the growth opportunity to make an impact, it is best for them to delegate and seek collaborations. So working with a generator is a great idea for a manifestor. And then working with a projector as well. I mean, I think that a really great team will consist of all five different types. All right, moving on. I literally have so many, I have like 13 right here, just different mistakes that manifestors can make in my notes. However, you're going to have to join Manifestation Lab to get them all because there's just not enough time on this podcast to go through all of them, plus the success strategies that I'm going to get into in a little bit. Another one that manifestors can fall into, I like to think of them as either a trap or just obstacles that they can approach when they're out of alignment, is that they can fail to adapt. Being the first to initiate can sometimes lead to a rigid attachment to their original vision. So failing to adapt to market feedback or evolving conditions can hinder their progress. Sometimes when we have a dream or we have this goal in mind, and depending on the rest of their chart, we can get really stuck on like, well, this is the original dream. This is the original hope. We are not flexible to other things that would actually help this dream come to fruition. It is key that the manifestor is flexible and open to alternatives to how to make this thing that they've come up with, this idea that they have, come about. And if they do have a fixed ajna, then they probably be a little bit more fixed in the way they think as well. So maybe a little bit more stubborn. So you have to look at your full chart. I'm sorry, I meant to say defined ajna. So they have a fixed way of processing information when you have a defined ajna. All right, let's move on to the fun stuff, which is success strategies for manifestors. Again, I have a lot here, but I'm going to pick about 3 to 4 to share here. And then everything else you can get inside the Manifestation Lab or my one-to-one coaching if you do the CEO Transformation Blueprint with me, because it's all human design based. And so I even do an entire business by design blueprint customized to your human design chart. So make sure that you check out the show notes for that. My random generator is choosing success strategy in sales. When it comes to sales, my manifestors, you want to leverage the power of initiation to create direct and impactful sales pitches that command attention. It is okay to initiate sales in your business. If you're lit up by what you have to offer, why would you not want to tell people all about it? Use your natural ability to start conversations and create opportunities for sales. Develop a sales process that aligns with your energy, so one that allows for spontaneous actions and then leveraging moments of inspiration. Remember, you're inspiring because you're the type of person that just initiates. People are like, oh my gosh, like I wish I could be a fire starter like that. So remember that as you are selling your products and your services. If you have a line 5 in your profile, then that is even more of a reason for you to be the leader in your business. Which brings me to the next success strategy. Leadership development. As a natural leader, you'll want to focus on developing a leadership style that emphasizes innovation, independence, and setting the vision for others to follow. Build teams that can carry forward your initiatives, allowing you to stay in the visionary role where you thrive. So if you are a solopreneur right now, be thinking about ways that you can build a small team, whether that is a VA, someone that's part-time, that can help you build out this dream or this vision of yours. You also want to enhance communication skills to effectively inform either your team, your clients, the people in your life, like personally. That is so important as well, because as entrepreneurs, our personal lives affect our business energy and our business lives as well. You want to make sure that you're developing your communication skills so that you effectively inform those around you. That is going to be your number one skill to develop as a manifester in business. Because you know, I love manifestation and I love talking about how you can use neuroscience for manifestation. The next success strategy we're talking about is manifestation methods. You'll want to utilize your innate power to manifest by setting very, very clear intentions and then taking decisive action to actualize them. And emphasis on decisive. It is also very beneficial when you incorporate visualization techniques and affirmations that reinforce your identity as a powerful creator and initiator. I like to think of human design as a flashlight. It shines light on the things that may be holding us back. So maybe outdated beliefs or conditioning that is not part of our truest essence. And it shines light on our power, our strengths, and our talents. Then I like to use subconscious reprogramming so that we are dispelling these outdated beliefs and then reprogramming our beliefs and our identity and our behaviors into our truest essence that is revealed by our human design. Manifestors truly have a powerful presence in this world. Without them, we wouldn't have some of the inventions and creations that we have right now. Some of the famous manifestors are like Jerry Seinfeld, Frida Kahlo, Maya Angelou. These people have made an impact in their own zone of genius in the world. So manifestors are so powerful and we need them to initiate and lead us in today's world. All right, that is all I have for you today. And next week, we're going to dive into the next human design type, which is going to be a surprise. Now, if you have not subscribed to my blog yet, subscribe because I go in depth into some of these things that I did not cover on the podcast. So I'm probably going to be sharing a little bit more about maybe marketing and copywriting for manifestors, as well as some challenges that manifestors can face. So make sure you check it out at vanessaannmiller.com/blog. All right, I'll catch you next week on the next episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast. Please, please share this with someone you love and leave me a review. All right, catch you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller, and I'm so excited to share some goodies with you. Head over to the show notes so you can grab your free gift and make sure to leave a review and join me inside the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group. Until next week, bye-bye, my love.